As children, promises were a big part of friendships. There were promises not to tell about things that we did that we knew we weren't supposed to do. There were promises between you and your best friend to always be your best friend. There were promises not to tell about your secret dreams. As we grew older, there were promises not to tell that special person that you had a crush on them. As adults, we make promises to one another in marriage, and we make promises to our children. But what happens when we can't keep those promises? Today on After the Sunrise, Pastor Darrell tells us of a promise that was made a long time ago, and we look forward to the day when that promise is fulfilled. Today's message is called The Promise.
Good morning and welcome to After the Sunrise. My name is Pastor Darrell Cardwell from the North Salem Church of God. We are glad that you have joined us today to hear another message from God's Word. There are so many promises that are given to us in Scripture, and this morning we're going to look at one particular promise that was given to a man that they call Abraham. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to Genesis chapter 12. At this time, Abraham is called Abram. This was Abraham's call. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 9. The Lord said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you I will curse, and all the people on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram left, as the Lord had told him, and Lot, his nephew, went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, which will be known later as Sarah, his nephew Lot, all his possessions that he had accumulated, and the people that he acquired in Haran, and they set out from the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abram traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Moreh at Shechem. At that time the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abraham and said, "To your offspring I will give you this land." So he built an altar there, and where the Lord had appeared to him. From there he went on towards the hills of the east of Bethel and pitched his tent. And Bethel was on the west, and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Then Abram set out and continued towards the Negev. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out where God told him to go. Abraham had no clue, actually, where he was going, but he trusted and had faith in God and did exactly what God told him to do. He and Sarah had no children, and Abraham was a little concerned because God told him that his heirs would receive the promise that was given to him. In Genesis chapter 15, verses 3 through 5, we hear what Abraham had to say. And Abraham said, "You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir." Then the word of the Lord came to him, "This man will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir." He took him outside and said, "Look up at the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them." Then he said to him, "So shall your offspring be." Later in life, Abraham thought that he would help God out. Don't we all seem to do that sometimes? He tried to help God out. You see, Sarah, Abraham's wife, was unable to have children. So she gave Abraham one of her handmaids to have a child with her. Her name was Hagar, and her son's name was Ishmael. But this was not what God's plan had intended. So God spoke with Abraham again. God reminded Abraham of the promise he had made to him. And now the covenant, or the promise, would be sealed. Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 through 11. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. I will confirm my covenant between me and you, and will be greatly increase your numbers." Abram fell face down, and God said to him, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you the father of many nations. I will make you fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you are now an alien, I will give it as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you. I will be their God. Then God said to Abram, as for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you, in the generations to come. This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you, the covenant you are to keep. Every male among you must be circumcised. You are to undergo circumcision, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and you. 99 years old, Abraham still doesn't have a child who's going to be his heir. Sarah was barren. It was a little scary because God made this promise to him, but what was to happen? Well, later in chapter 17, we find out. God also said to Abraham, this is verse 15, God also said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you will no longer call her Sarai, but her name will be Sarah. I will bless her, and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her, so that she will be the mother of the nations and the kings of the peoples, which will come from her. Abraham fell face down, and he laughed and said to himself, will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? And Abraham said to God, if only Ishmael might live under your blessing. Now Ishmael was the son of the handmaid Hagar, but he was not in fact the heir of the promise. We'll go on in verse 19. Then God said, yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for your descendants after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will surely bless him, and I will make him fruitful, and will greatly increase his numbers. He will be the father of 12 rulers, and I will make him into a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you by this time next year. Abraham will be 100 years old when Isaac's born, and Sarah will be 90 years old. Imagine that, ladies. I don't think that you would want to have a child at 90, and I don't know if I'd want to have a child at 100. But that was God's plan, and it did come about. Abraham and Sarah did have their son. They named him Isaac, as God told them to do. God renewed the covenant with Isaac, and the line of Abraham went forth. But where is this great nation, and where are all the descendants that God promised? I have a question for you. Guess who is a descendant of Abraham? Who is one of Abraham's descendants? Do you have an idea? I'll tell you. Matthew chapter 1, verse 1. We jump into the New Testament. Just one short verse. A record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. That's correct. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is a descendant of Abraham. And through Christ, the covenant of the great nation will be fulfilled. The promise that God made to Abraham will be completed through Jesus Christ. But what does this have to do with you and me? In the book of Galatians, the Apostle Paul speaks about the covenant that God made with Abraham, and what it has to do with you and me, it came through Jesus Christ. In Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29, it says this, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Those of you who were baptized as a sign of a promise that you made with God, that you would live a life according to His will, are heirs of the promises that God made to Abraham. And those promises come to us through Christ Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 11, we call it the Hall of Fame of Faith, it talks about Abraham. It says, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. For he was looking forward to the cities whose foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father, because he considered him faithful who made the promise with him. And so from this one man, as he was good as dead, came the descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, and they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had an opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all of the lineage up through Jesus Christ, all the people after Jesus, many of them are still looking forward to today that the covenant will be completed. Well, the covenant that will be completed will be when Jesus comes back to establish the kingdom. Those of us who are baptized into Christ are Abraham's seeds and heirs according to the promise. We need to look forward to the day when Jesus Christ comes back, when Jesus will establish the kingdom. Would you like to hear about your inheritance? Would you like to know what you have to look forward to? In Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 7, we find a glorious picture of the New Jerusalem, the kingdom of God. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will be with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the first order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son." What a glorious picture of God's kingdom. No more death or mourning or crying or pain. There's such beautiful things that are presented to us in Scripture. But guess what? Those are for us. That's the promise that God made to Abraham back in the Old Testament. A place where we could dwell with God, living with him, and having Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and our Master in the kingdom. We look forward to the day that Jesus comes back. I hope that you look forward to your inheritance. I hope that you look forward to the promise in the Scriptures that God made to you. God will bless you as he promised, but you have to believe, belong to him and belong to Jesus Christ through baptism. I hope that you are all ready for the day when Jesus comes back. I hope that you're prepared to have him as your Lord and Savior. This morning, I hope that I've given you a few things to think about. I want to encourage you to read the Pastor's Corner each week in the Plymouth Pilot News. And I look forward to sharing with you again next week after the sunrise. Thank you.
We would like to thank you for listening this morning. After the Sunrise is the radio ministry of the North Salem Church of God. If you would like to contact us about After the Sunrise or our church, there are two ways to do so. Send a letter to After the Sunrise, 13263 4th Road, Plymouth, Indiana, 46563. Or you can email us at afterthesunrise@mchsi.com. We would love to hear from you. Each Wednesday night, we meet for Bible study at our church. Mr. Tim Pearson is sharing with us his knowledge on biblical geography. We meet at 7 p.m., and everyone is welcome to attend. The church is at the corner of 4th and North Michigan Roads. Pastor Darrell mentioned the Pastor's Corner during his message. You can find the Pastor's Corner each week in the Plymouth Pilot News on the Faith page. We would love to have you and your family come and worship with us. I am teaching a class on the Book of Revelation. Pastor Darrell is doing a sermon series for the month of October called Preparing for Harvest. Sunday school begins at 9:30 and our worship service begins at 10:30. We have some great folks at the North Salem Church of God and we would love to meet your family. Thanks again for listening this morning and we will share with you again next week after the sunrise.